Sam Nation Talk Radio 790 KABC. And here's what's going on. Let me tell you. If you haven't heard, well, this is the big news today. If you haven't heard, Hillary's body double was spotted out in the wild in Greensboro, North Carolina. Well, I don't know if it was her body double, but I mean, no, she looked good. She got up there and she had to give a proof of life. And have you seen her when she travels around? I know she had a fly out there from Chappaqua, but also when she moves around, she's not like the president. He's got his limo, and you know, and I think Trump rides around in an SUV of some kind. Well, her Secret Service vehicle, they call it the Scooby Van. Do you know this? They've got her in this terrible looking whore. I mean, I know, look, we're Californians. We care about our cars. We like cars. This thing is hideous. Yeah, it honestly looks like a child molester van. If I saw it rolling through my neighborhood, I would for sure call in an Amber Alert. So she pulls up in this van, and it doesn't help the whole I'm sick thing, you know, because she pulls up in this van, and it looks like it. Yeah. Anyway, so she's there. She shows up. She gets to the rally, and doesn't waste any time and puts her foot right into her mouth. Do we have that clip? Let's cue it up here. Clip number one. This is Hillary in Greensboro, North Carolina today, talking about illness.
Lots of Americans still don't even have insurance, or they do, but it's too expensive for them to actually use. Oh. So they toss back some Tylenols, they chug orange juice, and they hope that the cough or the virus goes away on its own.
Are you kidding me? I mean, for reals. So, well, first of all, of course, let's talk about the absurdity of the whole healthcare argument. Because that, again, I rail against the demagoguery of these people who are in power for 8 years, right? She's a member of the administration that gave us universal healthcare. This is the same gal who tried to force it down our throats when she was first lady. You remember that? Literally cramming it down America's throat when America didn't want it at all. No way, no how. Obama gets his way while she's in the cabinet. And now they're telling us still that their work isn't done. Well, I mean, they had their crack at it. They gave us Obamacare, and Obamacare doesn't work. And it's something that the brazenness. It's like a butcher giving you bad meat, and then the butcher complains to you and says, you know, this is bad meat. Funny thing. These people. But the better part of it, of course, is how Hillary here is talking about, of course, how it's all about chugging orange juice, taking Tylenol, and think that the cough or the virus goes away on its own. This is so calculated. She's just gently giving us this message that it's just a virus. She just tried to will it away, make it disappear, make it go away and hide. And we're all supposed to believe it. She doesn't mention going to, you know, setting up an emergency room of your own. You know, I guess if Obamacare isn't working for you, you know, you can always just use your daughter's apartment as an ER. I mean, that's always a good backup. So, yeah, Wobbles is back. Hillary is on the trail. And of course, she gets heckled right away. Some guy yells in the middle of the event, "You suck!" Which is oddly appropriate since Monica Lewinsky is back in the news. That's right. Monica Lewinsky. And this story, if you've missed it, I'll tell you exactly why. I remember when I told you about Hillary's wiener problem? Okay. Well, this is now, here is exactly what I'm talking about. This is the kind of problem that you have when you surround yourself with Bill and Anthony Weiner and other people who can't keep it in their pants. So in the news today was talking. The Daily Mail puts out an article about and shows all these new pictures of Bill and Monica Lewinsky together. And the article talks about how brazen they were. But that's not the best part of the article, because what happened is, yeah, the best part of the article is talking about, and this is from a book by Daniel Halper, Clinton Inc. We've talked about the book on the program before. So, do you know that these phone calls, Bill and Lewinsky would have phone calls, surreptitious phone calls, full phone sex sessions in the White House. And sometimes they used the secure line and sometimes they didn't. When you send and transmit information not in a secure way. I don't know if that sounds familiar. Anyway, well, they got intercepted. They got busted. And in one great example of this, the Israelis, who are, by the way, masterful spies. Okay, got to love the Israelis. If there's something to be found out in the world, they're going to find it out. Sure enough, the Israelis intercepted the sexy talk between Bill and Monica and then blackmailed the president with it. They blackmailed. There was some negotiation going on. Israel is trying to free a spy that had been in prison and sentenced in the United States. And in the negotiation, the Israeli prime minister is like, hey, bro, I know something. And let me tell you what I know. Can you imagine how that conversation went? This is, by the way, when Trump said, and it was, this was months ago, he made the point that there is all this, all these emails, all this information that's out there in the ether, right? That was all this information that Hillary was sending back and forth on her email server. It's not really even about her classified secrets. It's about all the stuff that was private to her that is deeply damaging, no doubt. Doubt me not. The Clintons were sending things on their email server that was damaging and that if it gets out will hurt them. They don't want it to get out. So I guarantee you there's stuff on there that if they were to be blackmailed, if President Hillary Clinton were to be approached by a foreign power and they said, have a look over here. Do you want us to release this to the press? You want us to hand this to Julian Assange or whoever? That is dangerous. And here's a real live example of what I've been saying for months now. Because if you follow this program, you know there's one thing about us here. I am consistent. So, yeah, this is what happened. And the funny thing, the author notes on this, by the way, that Clinton actually tried to comply. He was panicked. And so he actually started to try to get the guy. I mean, he was blackmailed. Israel blackmailed a sitting U.S. president. Not good. And yeah, and I'm not just saying, I mean, think of the trouble Bill would get in as first husband. Think about that. All right. We're talking about Hillary on the trail, doing her thing, wobbling about, right? We call her Wobbles. I don't want you to be lost in all the terminology here. We may have to start a little lexicon on the website, samnation.com, where we keep track of all these terms that come up in the course of our program here. So where is Trump in all of this? Trump, Hurricane Donald. Gale force wind. Trump is hot on Hillary's trail. And he's doing exactly what so many Republicans refuse to do in races past, which is he's going straight into Democratic strongholds and he's taking the fight to the Democrats. And he is not afraid to campaign in unfriendly territories. I'll just explain this to you I'll try to peel back the curtain a little bit. Most Republicans are so scared of their shadow that they listen to their people. They listen to their handlers. They listen to all these, they're just managed. Romney was a managed candidate. The poor guy couldn't even sneeze without asking, can I sneeze right now? And so what they do is they say, well, you can't campaign here. You can't. No, this is your group. We've run the numbers and we know that, You know, this is where we got to focus our energies here and over here and forget these people and this state and that. And Trump is just saying, I'm going for it. I'm doing it. And he did this in the primaries. So don't say, but Sam, come on. I mean, yeah, this is an untested strategy. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's a neophyte. It's a rube. Yeah, he did this in the primaries, and this was his gut instinct. I'm going to go after every single vote. I don't care if this is Kasich territory. I don't care if this is Rubio territory. I don't care who it is. I'm going after every single vote. And here is why this matters. In this election cycle, when you're hearing from all your friends are telling you, eh, this isn't going to happen. Gee, Frank, no way. This guy, is just going to go off the rails and da-da-da. Well, you know what? You listen to this program, so you're going to be the smartest guy in the room. You ready for this? This strategy can win. It can win because it plays a game of inclusiveness. It's not even... Democrats talk about inclusiveness, and you know, I'll tell you about... My thoughts on inclusiveness are, you know... Yeah, well, the county dump is inclusive, okay? Inclusiveness, though, means that you're taking the population, you're going after every single human, and you're taking your message directly to the people. And the fact that you have to be physically present in these areas. Like, this is a big thing in campaigning. You know, when a candidate comes and he's somewhere near you, he's within 50 miles of you, and there's a big rally. And of course, you don't go because you're busy, and like you and me, we've got work to do. So, but you hear about it, and the local news covers it, and it stirs up a little bit of excitement. And now, guess what happens? You know, there might be 10,000, 5,000, 1,000, 2,000 people that go to the rally, but they all have friends and they all talk to their friends and they all say, you know what? I saw the guy and he wasn't an orange buffoon. And you know what? He was really nice. And, you know, this whole story about all the violence and all the Ku Klux Klan members and everything, I didn't see any of that. I saw a lot of really nice people there. You know, I was a little worried. And you know what? The only crazy people were the ones outside protesting. There were the ones that were crazy. And they take that message and they start spreading it out and talking to a bunch of different people. And pretty soon that creates, there's a certain effect there. And then, of course, there's a simple fact of the matter is that no group of people wants to be left behind or forgotten about or dismissed, which is exactly why while Trump is out there busily campaigning and giving this, you know, brute force of go to every state, get every vote. And we'll talk about it a little bit here. And I got some good clips for you that really underline his strategy and show what he's, you know, what I'm talking about really is a deliberate strategy of the campaign. But as you know, as he's doing that, you've got basket of deplorables, little Hillary wobbles over on the other side, you know, writing off half the population just off the bat. And you've got all of her friends, all of her she, you know, Barbara Streisand, Cipriani crowd going, oh, you're so wonderful, Hillary, you're so wonderful. And they're just having this giant leftist orgasm. And the rest of America's looking at it going, well, crap. I just, you know, I love that the fact that, you know, I have, you know, think about that. So, this is real. And the strategy is, I'm convinced again, because Trump has had different handlers. He's had different people. He's had different managers. He's had different people in his ear. And throughout it all, his strategy has been, his strategy has been to go and get every single vote. And that, I think, is his gut. It's his gut. So, yeah, it's good stuff. We've got time for a couple clips. Let's do that. So this is his, this is Trump in Ohio. This is yesterday. And I really enjoyed, I like this speech, and I'll tell you why, because he's got this great line. You've probably already heard it, but I want to play it here. Give me the line on Mexico, because this is Trump's big point, and he's really going to capture an important segment of the population with this. Play clip number one, Robbie.
It used to be, think of this, is this true? It used to be cars were made in Flint, and you couldn't drink the water in Mexico. Now, the cars are made in Mexico, and you can't drink the water in Flint.
He's right. I mean, you know, look, this is such a devastating condemnation. And it's funny. It's witty. It's funny because it rings true, doesn't it? I don't know. Do I, when I go to Mexico, I don't drink the water. Or if I do, I mix it with tequila. That's a proven technique to solve any problem. So then he goes on, you know, we're going to turn this around. You know, people are always telling you, he's so negative. He says, we're going to turn this around. And I'm going to tell you what, when we come back, I want to get into a couple more clips here from this event and show you that this is working and it's really striking a chord. Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC, back after this.
Check out SamNation.com for show podcasts. Email SamNation at sam@samnation.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Like us on Facebook.
News.
Talk.
Evolve. Talk Radio 790. KABC.
I know I'm going to get all this hate. I'm going to get all this hate for bringing up Monica Lewinsky. Oh, Sam, that's so gratuitous. Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Yes, it's gratuitous, except that Hillary, oh my goodness, you know, so she's trying to make herself more available to the press, so she's talking to them on her press plane. Yeah, I wonder if they're watching that Chelsea Sullenberger movie as in-flight entertainment. You know, in the life of Amelia Earhart. Anyway, so, yeah, and she's talking to them about her recuperation. Because Hillary was taking it easy in bed, snug as a bug. What does she say? She talks about I'm relaxing, and they say, "Hey, what kind of TV have you been watching?" And some reporter, I guess, he quips, "Hey, you catching up on The Good Wife?" You know, listen, if I could get into Hillary's ear, I would tell her leave that one alone. Because, of course, if you don't know, The Good Wife, I think my wife watched it briefly. Something about a wife that got cheated on by her husband and then ends up being the one that's gainfully employed. Oh, and her husband happened to be a little political. I think he was the governor. Well, so they lay the reporter lays that comment on Hillary, and she replies, "Oh my gosh, it's done. It's over. I'm so sad. I really am." Oh. Then she goes on to say that she's watching something called Madam Secretary. Is that a new show? I'd rather gouge my eyes out. Back to Trump on the campaign trail. And we were talking about how He's just barnstorming these states that have been long considered bastions of Democratic support. He's going after blue collar voters, and he can get them. So I played for you right before the break the clip on Flint. It used to be that cars were made in Flint, and you couldn't drink the water in Mexico. And hey, now cars are made in Mexico and you can't drink the water in Flint. And the reason he's saying this, by the way, is reminding you that Ford just announced that they're moving production down to Mexico. Again, if I was Ford, this is the wrong time to bring it up. It's the wrong time. And Ford's argument, of course, is Trump, if you pursue your policies and we're forced to pay a penalty or manufacture cars here, then bad things will happen. The cost of these cars are going to go up and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I think they're forgetting a key thing is that Americans want cars that are made in America. It's like the last product that's made in America. There are people that buy American cars just because they're made here. Anyway, let's play clip number two. I just want to set the scene here really quickly. You know, because Trump says Hillary Clinton, he's telling you, she calls people deplorable and irredeemable. People aren't supporting me, American citizens. So he sets the stage with Hillary dividing people. And then he says this.
I will take my message to communities that are 99% Democrat or that have voted Democrat for many, many generations. We're going to get things changed. I'm running to be the president for all Americans, to represent all Americans, and to liberate our poorest citizens from crime, poverty, and violence.
Do you remember that scene in Godfather when that one guy ends up with a horse head in bed next to him in the morning? This basically is the equivalent of a severed horse head dropped in Hillary's recovery bed or into the Scooby van. And then, if that isn't bad enough, he lays this final clip. This is great. And talking about Hillary being the president of the world. And let's play this clip.
Hillary Clinton believes in globalism, taking jobs from Flint and other places and moving them to other countries because that's where her donors and special interests want them. I'm not running to be president of the world. I'm running to be president of the United States of America.
And the crowd went wild. Because they're tired of these big companies moving jobs out, getting screwed, and it's the Democrats cozy with all the big banks, big business, you name it, doing the same old stuff, same old tired playbook. Okay, when we come back, a few more things about this, and Les Deplorables, the musical. I gotta tell you, it's back. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
Radio 790
KABC.
There's life underground.
All right, I'm going to do an overture to millennials. I feel like this needs to happen from time to time because I rag on you poor millennials all the time. So here is my olive branch. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC. I know how much you millennials love Instagram. And so here's what I'm going to tell you about our Instagram. Now, this is my pledge to you, okay? We are getting heavy here into original content. We are going to come up with some really funny stuff and be posting it to our Instagram. It's very simple. It's at Sam Nation. That's it. At Sam Nation. And, well, you know the thing about original content on Instagram, what makes it cool is when you have something that nobody else does, and then you can be like, heh, 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 and send it on to a friend, or say, check this out. And there's nothing worse than when you send something to somebody, and they've already seen it 100 times before. And then you're that guy. So don't be that guy. Follow Sam Nation, okay, on Insta. And we're going to make your millennial dreams come true. Boy, that's a mouthful. No trigger warnings, though. Okay, there's going to be no trigger warnings on our Instagram. There might be some dank memes. So I can offer that as a consolation door prize. So Hillary. Apparently she's lying in bed. If you listen to Trump, now this is great. Do we have that clip here? I believe it's clip number 4 in our queue. Robbie, do you have that? Yeah. So why don't you okay, back to the rally in Ohio. And I'll say one thing before we play the clip, which is, you know, I'm talking about Trump and how he's approaching. He's not afraid to hit the counties that are 99% Democrat and take the fight right into drive the stake right into the Democratic Party's heart, which is what he's going to do. This is what Reagan did, by the way, devastatingly effective. You know, the dude won 2 terms. I mean, let's remember that. So he's threatening to do this, and he's just having this great rally. And it's, and by the way, you know, when I check these RCP average polls and I see all the polling in the swing states, and I looked at it 4 weeks ago. I mean, I am talking about day and night difference. I mean, 4 weeks ago, people were coming up to me and saying, well, Sam, all right, okay, it's a 2-point, 3-point race, whatever, plus minus Hillary, whatever it is. But look at the swing states. I mean, look at them. I mean, it's going to be a bloodbath in November. Get over yourself. And I said, just, you know, okay? And voila, it's turning around. So I'm not going to get into all the polls and all the numbers, but I'm telling you this thing works. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. So let's play. He's talking about Hillary. He had to get in a little dig at her. And this was still when she was recovering in bed. Snug as a bug. Wobbles was flat out watching The Good Wife, crying herself to, you know, with a bowl of ice cream or whatever it was she was nomming on. And let's play the tape here.
Don't forget, when I announced, seems like a long time ago, 17 people running, I was the non-professional. Everyone said, oh, Trump has never done this before. How could he possibly survive?
Yeah,
these are the
that?
Greatest professionals in the business. Boom, boom, boom.
And he's pointing people dropping like flies.
Now we have one left.
One left.
And in all fairness, she's lying in bed, getting better, and we want her better. We want her back on the trail, right?
So then I opined, of course. You know, I mean, this is too rich. I can't believe he's not punning this because Hillary, you know, can't say, yeah, she cannot string together a sentence without lying. So is she laying or is she lying? Now, here's the general rule. If it's transitive, she's laying. You know, she's lying. If she's intransitive, it's laying. So long story short, here we're talking about Hillary. And I guess she's transitive, so that makes whatever. She's lying. But is she, you know, but I don't know. She lying. I'm picturing like Pinocchio lying in bed with, you know, the nose growing, that whole thing. All right, when we come back. Yeah, I got to get to this lay deplorable thing. Turns out Sam Nation's big in the news, and I'll tell you about that here in a couple minutes. Stay tuned. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC.
You're looking for a show that doesn't sugarcoat the truth. Sam Nation will accommodate you.
All right, what do you do if you're crossing the street and you get run over by Hillary Clinton's Chomo van? Simple. There's only one thing to do. That's you got to call our friend Sweet James, okay? Any car accident, any serious injuries, anything that requires, I mean, look, anything that you requires you to go to a doctor. If you're injured, what you want to do is you want to call Sweet James. And let me tell you why we trust him here on the program. It's simple. We don't trust anybody else. And we certainly don't trust insurance companies to do the right thing. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to call up Hillary Clinton and ask her to cover your damages? Probably not. Not going to happen. And the same happens if it's Mercury Insurance or if it's the city of Long Beach or whomever. You call them up and say, hey, help me out. And they're going to string you along and string you along and string you along. Don't do it. Make your first call to Sweet James. He's the attorney that cares and the one that's going to take care of you. 1-800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021, or visit sweetjames.com. All right, Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC. Oh, les déplorables. Now, where was it? Was it just on Monday that we were talking about Hillary Clinton's basket of deplorables? Where she just wrote off, you know, half the country. What did she call us? I think she called me an Islamophobe at one point. She called me some other things, too. And I say me, but it was also you, right? I mean, you know, or maybe somebody you know. Maybe you have a friend or a family member who is a Trump supporter and suddenly found themselves going nowhere fast in a basket. Well, it got picked up by the Wall Street Journal. This is great. I always enjoy when things on this program go big. And where do I have this? Who? Let's see here. Who wrote this? Where do I have it? Lost in my stack of stuff. Here we go. Yes, Daniel Henninger, wrote, Les Deplorables, Hillary Clinton names the five phobias of Donald Trump's political supporters. And it's a big article exactly getting into everything we talked about on the program. So I'm just reminding you, when you tune in, you're getting things, well, for one, you're getting things, you're getting things 2 days before the Wall Street Journal. So how about that? I'm just telling you, you're getting good bang for the buck. Okay. All right. The press is still, they're still having a cow over the whole Putin thing. Because they are just, I mean, every time I open a newspaper, I go online, I see nothing but these just hand-wringing over how in love Trump seems to be with Vladimir Putin. And, of course, the great irony is that most of these people that are, that are up in arms about Trump's favorable comments about Vladimir Putin are from people who are really generally no strangers or certainly no antagonists to statist, one party dictators. And I think one great example is the China thing. I mean, and I have a great story about this. And I told you yesterday on the program, I told you where I came from, my parents and they escaped from a communist regime. And I remember one time as a kid, we had some people come over and they were UCI professors. And they said, you know what, this was back in the 80s. They said, you know what, this whole communism thing, I mean, it might work for people in China. It might work over there. You know, I mean, it might not be the worst thing. And my mom literally threw them out of the house. I mean, I vividly remember this. I am telling you, when it comes to the left, you remember Obama? Remember how he would say, he would make a big thing, well, this Constitution, this just kind of gets in the way. This Constitution thing. The things that come out of politicians' mouths, it matters. These words matter. And so now, it's so funny. They're condemning Trump. How dare he flatter Putin thus? How dare he? And then it so turns out that these same people have, well, I mean, I've got a direct quote. In fact, when I come back, I'll tell you about this one-party democracy pipe dream that these liberals have. And this quote should make your stomach churn if you know anything about China. It should literally make you sick. All right. Well, I won't make you sick. Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
Check out samnation.com for show podcasts. Email Sam Nation at sam@samnation.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Like us on Facebook.
What are you guys doing today?
Hey, this is Dr. Drew.
And I'm Mike Cathy.
The hand of the next midday line.
No, stop. I have demands. I have demands for this promo, Dr. Drew. First, the show will be known as Michael Catherwood Midday Live, featuring Dr. Drew.
Can I sit here?
I talk more than you.
Stop.
Second demand is you will only speak when spoken to.
He's referring to a UCLA student set of demands for her upcoming roommate. We'll talk about that more on the next Midday Live with Dr. Mike Cathwood. Talk Radio 790.
Shut up!
KBC.
I think I want Dr. Drew as my roommate. Can that be arranged? I mean, who do I need to talk to around here for that? Oh, gosh. All right. Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation Talk Radio 790 KABC. And we're talking about all these nimby-pimby journos that are, that are hand-wringing over Trump's kissy face comments, compliments of Putin. Well, let me see if I can get this out today. Okay. So we're talking about, the Putin comments, which, by the way, this is like last week's news, which is pretty amazing on its face. There's a slight aside here. Whenever I see the press criticizing comments that were sent a week ago by Donald Trump, what that means is that Donald Trump hasn't said anything bad for a whole week. Think about that. Who is this guy? Right? That's, you know, I mean, I'm telling you, the you know what is hitting the fan. And it's one of those industrial fans. It's moving very fast, moving a large quantity of you know what through the air. And so one of these things is, of course, coming straight from the New York Times, Thomas L. Friedman, who, if you don't know, is a Pulitzer Prize winning commie pinko. And this guy, you know, he's the guy who wrote, what did he write about? I'll tell you what he wrote about, he called Trump a flat earther at one point. And then he also said, that he called Donald Trump's observations that Vladimir Putin is a strong leader, he called them idiotic. And I think what Trump said, the context was he said that Putin is a stronger leader than Obama, which I agree with. It's unfortunate. I wish our president was stronger than the Russian one, but as it so happens, not the case. Well, anyway, this is what, so he poo-poos the whole thing with what Trump says about Putin. But then, of course, he has, if you dig a little bit deeper into this guy's file, there's some real gems come out. And this one back from 2009, thought you could hide this from us, Tommy, didn't you? Here we go. And I quote, one party autocracy, and he's talking about China here. One party autocracy certainly has its drawbacks, but when it is led by reasonably enlightened people, as China is today, it can also have great advantages. Okay, who enlightened? Are we talking about the Falun Gong members that are having their cornea harvested, you know, because there's a market for it? I mean, it's really great. That's good, right? They're enlightened. No, not them. How about the guy standing in front of the tank in Tiananmen Square? That was real enlightenment, folks. Real enlightenment right there. And he goes on to say that one party can just impose the politically difficult but critically important policies needed to move a society forward in the 21st century. Okay, translate this. Democrats don't like democracy. The left needs a powerful central state in order to advance its agenda because the leftist agenda is not one that is ultimately universally accepted. Policies. How many times do you hear a liberal talk about policies? Policies, policies, policies. I've had it up to here. Because policy is downstream of culture. That's it. Culture. You, me, the other guy, we decide what policy is because it's first our culture. Where these policies should come from. A government has to respond to the culture of its people and the what people want. And that gets the best fit for what they, for the whole system. But Democrats, of course, our friends on the left, communists, socialists, Bernie Sanders people, and dare I say Hillary Clinton, total radical when you look at her file, we've gone over this ad nauseum, would love nothing more. Justice Thomas Pinky Friedman writes here in this article, they would love nothing more than to just suspend the Constitution, just put a stop to it, and be able to put all their policies in just like that. Does this sound like anybody you know? Obama, executive orders, anyone, hello? Oh my gosh. All right. Another show down in the can, in the books. We are done. We will be back tomorrow, Friday, 7 p.m., live in studio, Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
Talk Radio, 790 KBC.